Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely blessed day today. A lot of stuff going on as always. Dad and I have been working over at the house all morning, getting stuff done for my house. Hopefully I'll be moved in by the end of the month, if not beginning of June. So it's been a very exciting morning, as always. And, of course, again, thank you for the emails and phone calls and all just the support we've been getting at Health Masters. A lot of people are still supporting us and at least getting your supplements from us and sending emails and spreading these emails and shows that we have on a regular basis. And, again, I thank you for that because, as I said yesterday, you, the people, us, all of us, the people of the United States, we the people, are the biggest change that we're the ones that can make the biggest change in this country. We clarify that. Because if we say no, if we say go, whatever we say essentially, we can make happen. The media and the deep state and these globalists like to make the American populace feel that we essentially have no choice. Hence why what they are doing right now with these insane lockdowns, especially in areas that essentially have hardly any cases, even like Oregon. And this is why they're doing it. They want to make people feel that they do not have God-given rights anymore. They want people to think that in the event of any type of emergency deemed dangerous, we can do anything we want to we the people because it's for your protection. And that's something we need to understand. And I want to clarify something right now, too. A lot of people have been sending me stuff with what's going on with Obama, and they term it Obamagate now. Now Trump's on his little tweet binges tweeting about Obama. I can tell you right now from everybody that I've talked to as far as that actually is awake and has contacts, this is nothing more than obfuscation. It's highly, highly, highly unlikely they're going to go in and bring charges or indict Obama on everything that happened with Russia. That's just not going to happen. If it does, I will be grossly surprised. What it is to do right now is it, again, is to change the narrative in the direction, get the media off COVID-19 because there's so much negative connotation to it and people are sick of hearing about it and they're sick of having their civil liberties trampled on and they're sick of having law enforcement walk up to them and arrest them in some cases for not wearing masks or fine them for going to church or arrest them for paddleboarding out in the ocean. So they're changing the narrative now to face it towards the Patriots' favor by saying, oh, the collusion, the Russian collusion again, Obama, blah, 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 blah. This is what they are exceptional at, is psychological operations. So please understand that. Do I think Obama should be arrested for treason? 100%. Do I think in a true constitutional republic, he would have already been arrested along with Hillary for crimes that they've committed over the last decade that we've talked about? Absolutely. Do I think that's going to happen right now? Absolutely not. They're using it to control the narrative. That's why Carl Tuckerson on Fox is talking about it. Remember, Fox is just the right-wing balance to the left-wing of CNN. They have to have a left and right. If they had an independent mainstream news source that came out and started talking even on a remnant of what we were talking about, they would be shut down immediately. That's why you don't see alternative mainstream media on national television every single day. It doesn't happen because it does not follow the left-right narrative that they constantly keep everybody opposing on. That's why they keep pushing the race issues, like that situation in Georgia. That was a horrific situation. I still don't know the whole background to it. A lot of people jump to conclusions. I told you guys, I don't know what happened. The video is horrible. I don't know the background behind it. But regardless, situations like that happen on a regular basis. White on black, black on white, black on black, Hispanic on black. That is not abnormal. People get shot and killed every day. Is it a tragedy every time? Absolutely. It's horrible. Nobody needs to lose their life like that over something, especially if they're not doing anything wrong, allegedly. But on the other hand, too, the mainstream media is who cooks up the race baiting, and they intentionally play these things over and over and over and over again, and now they're falling into the Obama narrative of the Obamagate. So I just wanted to clarify that and throw that out there. Everybody's been sending me these emails. Don't at all, this is all going back to the Q narrative. This is all going back to, oh, this is going to happen. The plan. You got to trust the plan. Now the plan's starting again. Trump's going to go in and indict all these people. If he did that, I would give him an absolute standing applause. However, is that going to happen? 99.9% chance it is not going to happen. At least that is my opinion, Dad. What do you think?
Well, look at Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions basically turned on Trump, allowed this entire Russian mess to happen, and basically didn't do anything as Attorney General. Trump has no authority. He can't have people indicted. He can't do any of that stuff. He can guide the way within legal limits. Other than that, he gets himself arrested or he gets himself impeached. I mean, he doesn't have that kind of authority. He's not a dictator. See, people think he's a dictator. He's not. And now he's not even that. The media, which is controlled by the Rothschild banking empire, the banking empire, which is controlled by the banking empire, and pretty much all the blue chip corporations that are controlled by the black, you know, the Rothschild, you know, banking empire, who are now putting out these giant loans to all of these businesses, payroll loans, so they can control all of these other businesses, would all become part of the Rothschild banking empire. Yeah, I just said that, didn't I? That's what's going on. And this all goes back down to the Office of Naval Intelligence from Tavistock from World War I and shell shock. Many of you new listeners, you've not heard me speak on this before because I haven't probably covered it in a year or so. But during World War I, people were sitting in these ditches, these basically fortifications, and they were getting shelled by the Germans. Both the English were shelling the Germans, and the Germans were shelling the English, and I mean hundreds of thousands, millions of people died. And the craziest part about it is the shelling sometimes went on for days on end, and people would get shell shock. They would like disassociate, their personalities would split, and they become like a different person. They would like go somewhere else because they couldn't deal with it from a psychological standpoint of thinking that every second they were going to die. Well, the Freudians and the Mernays group and all the guys that were working on advertising at that point who pushed us into World War I to start with, basically through operating classical conditioning by treating us like we're a bunch of animals and controlling the media. You remember, they had pushed the United States into World War I because of the sinking of the Lusitania. And the Lusitania basically was a ship that was carrying armament to England, and the Germans put an article in the paper in New York and said, hey, look, all passenger ships going to England are considered vessels of war because they're carrying armaments into other countries. And so we're going to basically open fire with our U-boats on any ship leaving the United States into England, period. They put a big article in the paper, warned everybody. Well, the whole thing about it is the Lusitania was fast. I mean, it was a fast ship. It run 20 to 30 knots. The thing was fast. So it could pretty much outrun a torpedo or outmaneuver a torpedo. So what do? They load it up with American passengers. They take it outside, right outside of England, and they basically slow it down to basically one knot. And the guy had been told that the doggone captain had been warned there were U-boats in the area. He got a buzz through there 30 miles an hour. And a torpedo is usually not going to sink a luxury liner. But they shot one torpedo into this doggone boat. Apparently it hit the munition stores being taken to England. The thing sank like in less than 20 minutes. And, you know, thousands of people died. It was horrible. Horrible. I mean, we have been to the grave of the Lusitanian victims in Great Britain over there. We've been there. We've actually seen the graves from the Lusitania. And they allowed this to happen on purpose to create a precipitating incident like they always do to create war. Well, this same group that was doing all of this stuff figured out when a person got shell-shocked and their personality split, that was an opportunity to reprogram the alter, the other personality, to make it do whatever you wanted to do when they were in that phase. So they started thinking, well, are there other ways to get people to split? And oh, they found that when you start torturing children. This sounds horrible. I'm going to talk about it, that you can split the personality of the child, and you can control them through an MKUltra-like program that did it in the Nazi concentration camps, and they did it here after World War II, and they did it before World War II. This is how they see us. They don't see us as human beings. They see us as animals. They don't care what we do, what happens to us. And so what they do now, they come in with this shock and awe. Like, you know, remember George W., the dumb one, said, you know, hey, look, here's the deal. You know, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do shock and awe in Iraq. We're going to make them surrender. And he started just dropping bombs in there. That was, again, the Tavistock training of basically bombardment to basically scare the people half to death so they surrender. And that's that shock and awe. Well, they continue to do shock and awe. You know, Bernays with Freud. Remember, Bernays, the father of advertising, and Freud were cousins. And all of this stuff and all of this Leipzig conditioning was brought into the United States. And the shock and awe was being used and has been used now with all of these things. 9/11 was shock and awe. The Bay of Tonka was shock and awe. Pearl Harbor was shock and awe. The coronavirus is shock and awe. That's what it is. We're at war. We're at war with the coronavirus. You're either with us or you're with the coronavirus. All right? This is where we are. And Trump, being a figurehead, not having any true power left because of what's happened multiple times with the changing of our Constitution and becoming a corporation. The United States is actually a corporation. It's a corporation. Yeah, and, of course, you guys know that you're well-educated. We're not a true republic anymore. We're operating as a republic, but the laws really don't allow us to have that. The problem we have right now is that we've got a group of international bankers who are cabalists, which I've talked about, and one of the only people that do talk about this, who are running the planet through their fiat currency and the purchasing of their blue chip stocks, who basically want to bring in a new world order and a one world government and then one world religion under Lucifer to bring in their snake god back from the pit. And they have the power to do it because they control the money supply and they control Congress people because of what's happening as far as the bribing. You know, I love Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge basically is one of the best news sources you can go to. And here's an article that came in this morning. And let me just share this with you, because these guys are all operating out of the number one homosexual destination in the world, which would be Tel Aviv. It says, declassified documents expose FBI spies saying that the Israeli Mossad spies need to be, I won't use the word they use, they use the F word, kicked out of the USA and executed. That's what he says. He says, according to a secret transcript that was just declassified, one of the spies of the FBI deployed against George Papadopoulos said the Israelis and the U.S. are all, but he's using a lot of language here, spies, and they should be executed. The declassified transcript published on Tuesday revealed a confidential human source, CHS, from the FBI quoted as saying that Israeli Mossad spies need to be kicked out of the USA. I've posted this. Now, I'll be probably the only website that actually posted besides Zero Hedge, but we're posting this on our website so you guys can read it. And then it starts talking about this Papadopoulos guy, and it starts going into detail with it. And he goes, and, you know, this is some crazy stuff. He goes, I'm not going to use it. It's got a lot of bad words in it. He goes, he said, the CHS joked about being extradited to Israel. Yeah, I am saying you probably effing, you're probably working on a deal with the Mossad. And then the language is horrible, by the way. Instead, he goes on to say that basically this is what Jeffrey Epstein was involved in. This is who he was. He was Mossad agent. He goes on to say, it says, last year, one of the most high profile Israeli spy networks in the U.S. was brought down by American intelligence. It wasn't brought down. It's still operating, but the head guys were taken out. The secret high society elite group was recently exposed on the global stage with the arrest of the sex trafficking kingpin Jeffrey Epstein. Straight calls it out. Now, you go back and choke your way through all this bad language if you'd like. I don't like reading stuff like this, but it goes in the deal. And then it actually posts the actual information from the Office of the Attorney General. It actually has you, so you can actually read it from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Legislative Affairs. And it goes into detail and tells you exactly what they're talking about. If we don't get these CIA, MI6, Mossad people under control and get them out of our government, I personally believe that most of the dual Israeli citizens in Congress are working for Israel or working for the Mossad or in some way supporting that. How in the world can you be a dual citizen? I mean, if I was a dual citizen with Germany and the United States, which I could be because my mom was born there, I could go over there and petition them and they would actually give me a dual passport. If I were to do that and I was spending half my time in Germany, half my time here, I was considering myself a German citizen, an American citizen, who would I have the loyalty to? This is why this should be illegal. If you're a member of Congress, member of the Senate, or whatever, or you're in a high-level government position, you shouldn't be a dual anything citizen. Dual Russian, dual China, dual Israeli, dual German, dual British. You shouldn't be doing any of that stuff, because where do your allegiances lie? Well, by the way, Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't look like they're ever going to get rid of him out of England, or I'm sorry, out of Israel. A little Freudian slip. Benjamin Netanyahu suggests microchipping kids. He's being slammed by the experts. And, you know, now he wants to microchip, I guess, give the mark of the beast to the little children. Remember, he's a very evil, evil man. And we need to realize, guys, that this kind of stuff is happening right now globally with the top people wanting to chip us all. Or vaccine us all. This morning I was on with Mancow out of Chicago, and he was asking me all these questions, and he said, is Fauci a bad guy? And my response to him was very simple. Does Satan rule hell? Yeah, I said that this morning on one of the top talk shows in Chicago. And so, you know, we've got to look at what's happening and who's running the planet and what they're trying to do. These guys are greedy. And what they do, these bankers, they know that a lot of these, they call us goyim, they know these, which is like symbolic of cattle, they know that most people have greed glands and they can jump up and down on them. I mean, you know, they say, hey, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make you a cutout. We're going to give you 10 homes. Now, they'll all be in a trust, so we actually own them, but you're going to make everybody think you own them. We're going to make you a billionaire, but you're not going to really be a billionaire, but you're going to have a billionaire lifestyle. We're going to give you a private jet. Kind of sounds like Jeffrey Epstein, doesn't it? We're going to give you private jets. We're going to give you an island, and we're going to let you put a little temple on your island so you can worship the snake and the tree. And we're also going to have a whole bunch of young girls brought to you out there because you're outside of the jurisdiction of the United States. You have all this pedophile stuff going on. It's all legal. We call it Pedophile Island. Oh, yeah. And then, oh, by the way, we're also going to have you link up with Mossad, and we're going to support you through the international banking cartels. And then, if you do get busted, we'll get you some kind of little gravy train thing, little bit thing on the side that you can kind of go back and forth with an ankle bracelet or whatever. And then if it really gets bad, you know, we're going to go ahead and do a body double and pull you out and take you out of your role and let you go ahead and sit in a non-extradition country for the rest of your life and bring all the young girls you'd like. What? Who thinks like that? Well, that's what I think just happened with Epstein. That's where we have found ourselves. You know, we can't let these secret societies and these secret agencies who have no accountability in the sunlight, nobody can see what they're doing, and they're funded by these black ops and the slinging of heroin out of Afghanistan, and all of a sudden they don't have any oversight from Congress. They just kind of do what they want to do, kill whoever they want to kill, whatever they want to kill them, or just have sex with as many 12-year-olds as you want. I mean, this is sick stuff. That's what these guys are involved in. That's who runs the planet. That's who wants to bring in the New World Order. Austin, what do you think?
That's really well said. And I mean, you have to look at what's really going on behind the scenes. If you guys saw this morning now, Trump basically put out a tweet saying that the U.S. should now accept negative rates from the Fed and from the banks. Said it's a good thing now. As for years, pretty much everybody has found, even in Europe, that negative interest rates are horrible. they're not good for the general middle class populace or just about anybody. The only thing they're good for is the banks. The banks take your money to leave money in there. That's essentially what they do. So you have $100,000 in your savings and they have a negative 1% interest rate they drop down to. They take 1% of your money every year to keep your money in there. And that's exactly what he's saying. He tweeted out, as long as other countries are receiving the benefits of negative rates, the USA should also accept this gift, big numbers. Now, the only thing I can assume he's talking about with big numbers is the stock market's being propped up by $4 trillion from the Fed right now. But he really should actually check his knowledge when it comes to the economy and the financial aspects of the United States. I had a conversation with my banking manager the other day because I've always had my money market locked in above 2%. My main savings account, I'll be honest with you guys, they usually keep it at 2%. It's been up all the way up to 2.5%. So I can, it's not like a CD, it's like a savings, but a money market, so I can pull money out if I need to. And but I usually try not to. And so I've been locked in for quite a while, so I've had to negotiate with them to keep it around 2%. Well, I got my next statement, basically, of my new rate, and it was 0.01%. 0.01%. That's what it dropped down to now. And I called my bank manager, and I said, dude, what is this? This is crap. I said, what are you doing to me? And she said, well, all the rates have dropped. I said, well, it's funny. I said, because you guys are still charging 3%, 4%, 5% on car loans. You're still charging 3-4% plus on mortgages. I said, ironic, those haven't dropped to 0.01%. And she goes, well, Austin, you know it doesn't work like that, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I know. I'm just being ironic. I said, you got to give me something here. I said, this is ridiculous. I said, I'm just going to draw it out. I said, hey, keeping my money in the bank for 0.01% doesn't even interest me. And she goes, well, the most we can do is 0.2%, and they won't let us even apply for anything other than that. And I said, well, that's garbage. I said, so I'm going to have to reevaluate what exactly I'm doing, whether or not I want to transfer stuff into metals or whatnot. But saying that, that's what the banks are doing. Notice, if they go to negative interest rates, your mortgage isn't going to go down still. They're not going to give you a flat 0.1% interest rate on your mortgage or your car loan. Negative interest rates are exactly what they have planned, in my opinion. We have warned about this for years, and I haven't heard anything about it for quite some time. But for Trump to get on Twitter and start bantering on about how negative interest rates are great benefits and the U.S. should accept this gift, I don't even know what he's talking about, quite frankly. I feel like he just rambles sometimes, and he just puts stuff on and he has no idea. Yeah, and again, but it goes back to even what I said. I'm even contradicting myself with what I said last week. He is there to be the hero and the villain. That's all he's there to be. He's not doing anything. For him to come out with comments like that shows you that he's being told exactly what to say, and he's being told what to do. Just thought I would throw that out there. Also, too, if you guys saw this, this is very interesting. I've watched this kind of play out since last week. There was a post that went up on Instagram from Officer Greg Anderson. He was a police officer for the Port of Seattle Police Department. Now, Greg Anderson was a distinguished veteran from the Iraq War. He was actually a Ranger, Army Ranger. I mean, this guy, he's got some medals. I mean, he's very, very, very solid. And he's been a Portland police officer for quite some time, Port of Seattle police officer for quite some time. Well, he put a video out last week and essentially said, listen, guys, I'm encouraging all of my other law enforcement friends not to enforce unconstitutional, unlawful, basically, commands. Essentially what I told you guys yesterday. If there is no statute and there is no law and there is no constitutional basis, there is no legal precedent for law enforcement to enforce it. It does not exist. It's technically illegal. There is no statute about not being able to sit in a beach chair on the beach. There is no statute about not being able to go out and paddleboard in the ocean. There's no statute with that. There's no law with that. These are simply guidelines that the mayors have dropped down in edicts and some of them executive orders. If they go against the Constitution, which is exactly what Greg Anderson said, he goes, I'm not going to enforce them. And so at first, his video got like, you know, a couple thousand views. Well, his commanding officer called him up the next day and said, man, Greg, this is a great video. I'm really proud of you. This is a CO. So I'm really proud of you. This is really good. You know, I'm glad you're standing up for this. I so fully support you in what you're doing. And Greg goes, awesome. Well, all of a sudden, his video went viral. Went up to like 100,000 views. A couple hours later, his CO calls him and he goes, listen, man, you got to take down this video. And he goes, what do you mean? He goes, dude, I agree with it, but I'm getting basically blowback from higher-ups. They're saying you got to take down this video. And he goes, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not. He goes, my conviction was to put out this video. If I take down this video, I am contradicting everything I said in this video because now I am folding up under pressure. He goes, I'm a Ranger. I'm not going to do that. And the CO said, okay. A couple hours later, basically, chief of police called him up and said, hey, bud, we're letting you know, if you do not take down this video, we are going to basically fire you. We're going to terminate you from the police department. This is basically going to be a blemish on your record. This video needs to come down ASAP. And he said, why? What is so horrific in this video of me encouraging everybody in law enforcement not to enforce unconstitutional demands from tyrants? What is about this? And he goes, well, your CO has basically told you to take it down now, so we're going to have to terminate you for insubordination for not listening to your commanding officer. And he goes, that's what you're going to fire me for. That's what you're going to terminate me for. And he said, I respect you. I respect your demands. However, I'm going to respectfully decline.
and I am no longer going to take down this video. And of course, about a day later, he basically got a letter that he was being suspended and that he was basically on notice of termination, which means he's basically being formally set up to be terminated in the next week. And he did another follow-up video yesterday that I saw. And, you know, granted, I mean, this he took himself, I mean, he's got multiple kids, he's got a wife, I mean, he's a provider for his family. And but I'm sure, you know, honestly, with the exposure he's gotten now that this, it's already gotten over 500,000 views in like 3 days now. And a lot of people, almost everybody I've seen has supported it. And this is why I said what I said at the beginning of the show, and I said yesterday, it is imperative, guys, that you get this kind of information out there, that you get these shows out there, that you forward videos like what Greg Anderson did, and you forward shows like what Dad and I do on a regular basis, because the only way we're going to stop this is by drawing a line in the sand. And law enforcement is the last line of defense. These law enforcement clowns that I've seen some of them in New York, they are an abysmal failure of law enforcement that are walking around arresting people and throwing them on the ground for not wearing masks, for handcuffing people, for literally standing on the sidewalk with a sign basically asking questions about what is really going on. I've seen all over the place. There was one the other day, lady got arrested having her kid was beside her. I think it was in Australia. She's standing there with her kid beside her holding a sign basically questioning why we're being forced to lock down. They handcuffed her and arrested her for failing to disperse. I'm not kidding you. This is what these clowns are on. Some of them are on a full-blown power trip. And this is why it's so important that if you're in law enforcement, guys, listen to me, if you're in any type of law enforcement and you have a conviction in your heart and you're awake and you know what's going on and you know this is not right, it's that time now to stand firm. Because as I told you guys yesterday, you're going to have to pick a line in the sand at some point. Is it now? Is it in 6 weeks? Is it in 6 months when they say, listen, we have an entire neighborhood here, you cordon search, if they do not let you in the house, you breach the house, every single person gets zip-tied and formally inoculated with this vaccine. That is your, basically, command. And you go, but I don't want to breach houses of law-abiding citizens that have children and then to hold them down and vaccinate them. You're going to do it, or we're going to arrest you now, and we're going to throw you in jail with them. And you go, but I'm a law enforcement officer. I'm here to enforce the law. This is not the law any longer. This is tyranny. Any law that contradicts, I think it was what, 1803 or 1813 with Jefferson, any law that contradicts the Constitution is null and void. It's no longer a law. You can't do something and contradict the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States and then with pixie dust sprinkle it on and go, it's magically a law now because guess what? I said it's a law. That is tyranny. That is basically treason, and that needs to be dealt with appropriately. Nobody is saying that anymore except Greg Anderson and a lot of us in alternative media. So again, I encourage everybody, get this information out there, wake people up on what's really going on, because as we're seeing now more and more and more and more and more, they are going to try to silence everybody. Mainstream media is changing the narrative every day. I mean, Fauci gets on now, oh, face masks aren't even, they're not even helpful. They don't even do anything. But now they're telling people in cities that they have to wear face masks so they're going to be arrested. I haven't put on a face mask one single time right now. Why? Because I don't want to deal with any of it. To me, it's idiotic. You massively decrease your O2 absorption. You're recirculating your air all the time. It's not healthy for you at all. You're not getting the proper air in as far as different pathogens, all these different things on a regular basis. Your body's designed to get exposed to viruses and bacteria and germs on a regular basis, guys. It's normal. God Almighty created our bodies to handle this, and He also gave us the knowledge to be able to have things like vitamin C in our food, which the problem is you don't get in your food now, so now you need to supplement with it with a high dose of vitamin C like we do all the time. And your body needs D3. If you're outside 8 to 10 hours a day, every single day, your body makes adequate D3 if you're in the sun. Now with chemtrails and computers and desk jobs, very few people get adequate sun, so you need to supplement with D3, as we've already found. D3 is crucial at fighting viruses. The same thing with iodine. It's grossly important for the thyroid and keeping your immune system strong. God has given us the knowledge and God has given us the nutrients to keep our bodies unbelievably resilient and healthy. I mean, it's incredible. And that's why I love when I get some phone calls sometimes from good customers I know that are in their 60s and 70s, some of them in their 80s, and they call me up, and I'm talking, and they're sharp as a tack. I mean, we're going back and forth on stuff, back and forth. And I mean, I know one of our good customers, he's like 82 years old, super strong, works out every day still, does push-ups, sit-ups every day, doesn't do a lot with heavy weights anymore, because he used to when he was younger, and just said it's too hard on his joints, which is, he's absolutely right. So he still does, you know, moderate weight, you know, 15, 20-pound dumbbells, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups. Guy's in incredible shape, sharp as a tack. Takes our supplements every single day. He's been taking them for the last 20 years. And he goes, dude, it's so important. You got to take care of your body. He goes, God, I've taught you. So he told me one day, he goes, God's given us the knowledge. It's our choice if we want to use that knowledge for good or we want to ignore it. And it's the same thing we talked about all the time. And I talked to Dad about it the other day. I said, the issue we've run into with this generation now, this young generation, is that they want zero responsibility for their actions. They think everything is somebody else's responsibility. Responsibility for them. It's okay if I'm 400 or 500 pounds and eat 5 cheese pizzas a day and drink 2 bottles of Diet Coke. It's okay. My doctor is to take care of me. It's not my fault I'm obese. It's my doctor's fault because he hasn't given me a pill yet. It's not my fault I've got pancreatic cancer from eating massive amounts of high fructose corn syrup and drinking alcohol for the last 50 years. It's my doctor's problem. He's got to fix me. It's not my fault I have to have my gallbladder removed, or better yet, that I should just do a gallbladder fast and clean my gallbladder out because my doctor said he's going to fix me. These are the things that we have to understand. If it is to be, it's up to us. God gives us the knowledge. God gives us the tools. If we want to use them, that's completely up to us. That's the beauty of free will and the downside of free will as well. That a lot of people want to use free will and use it like it's this big battle axe to swing around. I got free will. I can do what I want. I get to do whatever I want. But then when they get sick, it's somebody else's problem. What happened to free will? And you got to make your own choices. Now you get to make your own choices on how to make yourself better or die. The irony that I've seen now with so many of these hardcore leftist liberals, especially with some of these feminists, is the pro-abortion ones. It's my body, my choice. You know, essentially, if I want to execute my baby, I have the right to do so. You go, well, that's what you're doing. I mean, golly, that's pretty sick, pretty twisted ideology. Well, no, it's my body, my choice. Okay, listen, I'm not even going to go with you here until they flip the narrative. And now they come out and say, it's ridiculous. We need to have mandatory vaccines. Nobody should be able to go around and not be vaccinated. And then I go, guess what? It's my body. It's my choice. Back off. And then all of a sudden they go, well, that's completely different. It's completely different. So it's your body, your choice to basically execute your unborn child because you don't want to take responsibility for it. But now, when I don't want to be forcibly vaccinated with thimerosal and aluminum and polyasorbate 80 and aborted fetal tissue, now all of a sudden it's not my choice anymore what goes in my body. You get to tell me what goes in my body because, oh, it's allegedly for the greater good. That is the irony that we see now. It only goes their way when they want it to go their way. When it doesn't go their way, they flip the narrative and they want to change the script. The hypocrisy knows no bounds with these people, and that's why you have to wake people up, and I keep encouraging everybody, get the truth out there, get this information out there, Deb.
Excellent segment, Austin. The reality is concrete rational thought. They don't have that. You know, when Maslow put that hierarchy together, he said that basically very few people ever reached the point of concrete rational thought where they can sit here and actually analyze something from both sides and not be biased in the decision and make an objective determination. Now, don't ask me to repeat that because I just just came out. But listen to me. Here's what that means. That means you've got to be able to analyze it. Like yesterday, I talked to a friend of mine, brilliant guy. No concrete rational thought. Doesn't have it. Doesn't matter what your IQ scores are. He's telling me how Trump's the greatest president in the history of the country. And I said, Trump just collapsed the economy, bud. He just put us all on lockdown, and now he's trying to use negative interest rates. He's the greatest ever. He's not the greatest ever. He's a figurehead. He's being used. No, he's not. He's the greatest president ever in the history of the United States of America. I love him. I will always love him, no matter what he does. And I'm like, dude, really? Absolutely. And he wasn't joking. Now, that's the lack of concrete rational thought. It's difficult to step back and say, okay, I supported Trump. I had a big sign in my yard. the guy sucks. All right, I made a mistake. It's difficult to do that. If you don't have concrete rational thought, you can't do it. You know, I regret personally having put a sign up in my yard because I really thought we were going to have Make America Great Again. I really thought we were going to have Hillary Clinton locked up. But Austin's 100% right. But Obama ain't going to jail. It ain't going to happen. He won't even be indicted. Presidents don't go after ex-presidents. They just don't do it because they don't want the next president coming after them. They don't do it. Plus, he doesn't have the authority to do that. I mean, we already saw his Justice Department's a joke. His attorney generals are jokes. I mean, they don't do anything. I mean, look at this guy now. I mean, he was involved with Waco and all the rest of it. You know, I mean, these guys are bad news people, guys. They're bad. And it's always the same people they recycle over and over and over again, those who they can control. You remember back in 2012, folks, when the German police took off their helmets. People were rioting against the European Central Bank, forcing Germany to sign on to all of the debt with all these other countries. This was 8 years ago. And all of these people started protesting, I mean, all over Germany. And the German police officers, they took off their helmets and they marched with the German citizens against the Rothschild European Central Bank. Now, this actually happened back in 2012. You think, wow, this was an anti-crony capitalism protest march with some 20,000 people in Frankfurt, in Germany, on Saturday, May the 19th, 2012, in case you want me to document. The protesters peacefully filled the city center of continental Europe's biggest financial hub. Their protests against the dominant banks and what they perceived to be untamed crony capitalism, and the Frankfurt police took their helmets off and they walked and protested with the people. They were there for riot control. Now, there's a big picture of them right here, and they're basically, helmets are off, and they're basically going, we're going to stand with the people. Now, I've just taken a screenshot of this, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to have this posted on the website. Because I think it's that important that we do that. Because, guys, we need to realize that this stuff is happening right now. And the police need to do what these German officers did and march with the people and protest this. This one gentleman that Austin was talking about, who now is in the process of being terminated because he exercised his First Amendment rights to tell the people the truth, the other police officers, about doing and promoting false laws and statutes which aren't even real to make people criminals. Think about it for a second. You know, why in the world would a police officer arrest you for sitting on the beach and give you a criminal record? I mean, you get a record when that stuff happens, and the next time you get a speeding ticket or a traffic ticket or you don't stop at a stop sign, that junk pops back up. Oh my gosh, repeat offender. Ugh. You know, they see all that. See, all that stuff stays in the files. So why do you want to make that person have a criminal record because they decided not to listen to the commands of an LEO? Refusal to obey the commands of an LEO. Whether or not the LEO is giving you a true command or not, a true law or not, they can arrest you. That's why we talked about this yesterday. So it's very, very important that we do what's right if we're police officers or if we're in law enforcement. By the way, I want to talk about this. It came to me yesterday from Brad, and it's about turmeric. You know, we have this at the office, and I take it every day. It really helps with inflammation. You know, I had back surgery about 31 years ago, and it was an L4, L5 decompressive laminectomy at a fully ruptured disc. And so every once in a while, if I lay a certain way or do something not the right way, I start getting some inflammation and some pain in my back, especially when I'm sleeping at night. And I found that if I use the turmeric before I go to bed, I think about 6 to 12 of them, depending on how I feel, it really, really, really gets rid of that inflammation. Now, it also, like, with the cancer cells and stuff, it's like throwing a wet blanket on cancer cells. They don't like to grow in turmeric. It's really amazing. But here's something else it does. It actually increases testosterone. It lowers inflammation. It breaks down LDL, the bad cholesterol. It improves joint function. And some people say it even slows down the aging process. So I really recommend that you guys take this every day. It's so important that you do it because, guys, it blocks estrogen on a cellular level. It increases the processing of cholesterol in the liver. It activates vitamin D receptors. It accelerates fat loss, especially stubborn fat. It promotes healthy testicular Leydig cell functionality, increases testosterone, and improves insulin sensitivity, which makes you reduce blood sugar. So all of this stuff is what turmeric does. And I tell you what, there's a lot of different ones out there. And the ones we have at the office are really, really good products, and they really work well. And if you've got any problems with allergies, it works great for allergies. If you've got problems with, like, itchy skin, it works great for itching skin. It's just one of the best anti-inflammatory compounds you could possibly take. Like I said, I take it every single night. And when Brad sent me this, I said, you know what? Guys need to elevate testosterone anyhow. And you can also increase libido by doing this. You can take your turmeric. You can take 50 to 75 milligrams of zinc a day, which also really increases your immune system. You can take 1,600 IUs of vitamin E, as in echo, every single day. And you can also take HGH Stimulate. That's a great product that helps to increase human growth hormone. It also increases nitric oxide and actually acts like a natural Viagra for a lot of guys. It really does a great job. You stack those together, and you, of course, we have Testaplex and a few other things that you can use, too, that also can tell you more about if you call the officer, Steve can, that actually elevate testosterone levels. It's been clinically proven to do so. So, guys, this is one thing that guys have to understand. We get exposed to so much exogenous estrogen in the food supply and in the water and in plastics and all this other stuff that's around us. We've got to protect our testosterone levels. That's why sperm count in some areas with men is down 90% of what it was 100 years ago. 90%. 90%. That's why so many guys are suffering with infertility problems. It used to be when a couple couldn't get pregnant, you know, 90% of the time it was the wife who has issues as far as the ovulation cycle and dropping in the eggs and all the other thing, which is very complicated for women, by the way, when they go through that cycle every month. But now we're finding that just about as many guys are having health problems as far as from a reproductive standpoint because they don't produce enough testosterone and their sperm doesn't move around. It's not mobile. The mobility's not there. Motility, I think they call it. So it's so important to understand that if you eat the right foods, get enough cholesterol in your diet, like with eggs. Cholesterol is really important, by the way. Yeah, don't believe all that stuff about eggs. Stay off of statin drugs, which massively reduces testosterone and makes your brain go to mush. You can't think anymore. Do all of these things. You can maintain that health like that, like the gentleman also was talking about in his 80s, who still does push-ups and sit-ups and all the other kind of stuff. I'm still in the gym 6 days a week. I go in there every week, and I work legs twice, lats and arms twice, chest and shoulders twice. Now, do I push the heavy weight I used to? No. I can't do it anymore. And I my muscles can. I still sit there and curl 100 pounds probably for 10 reps. But when I start doing things like overhead pressing and stuff like that with my shoulders, because I used to be heavyweight when I was younger, you know, it just messes with my shoulders. But remember, if you just started training, warm up with weight before you start pushing weight heavy. Use like a 2 or 3 pound dumbbell and, you know, do shoulder rotations and get that synovial fluid really worked inside of that joint so you don't have a lot of excessive joint wear and tear. Really important you train well, and don't do heavy squats. Never do heavy squats. You do leg press. Make sure you breathe correctly. Make sure you exhale whenever you do movement as far as pressing away from your body, because you got to make sure you don't push your diaphragm up inside of your chest and cause the doggone pressures on top of your testicles and herniate yourself. Really important that you understand all of that stuff. And we explain all that in our beginning, intermediate, and advanced exercise for men and women DVD series we have at the office. Now, the thing about it is, guys, it's so important to keep that testosterone up, because if your testosterone goes down, you're not going to feel like a guy anymore. You're going to start getting real passive and real laid back and just kind of chilled. You're kind of like a eunuch. I don't want to be a eunuch. Don't go that way, guys. Avoid that, because we need to keep the testosterone levels as high as we possibly can. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Well, that's very, very well said. And the Dimension product we have, the DIM, is also good to maintain healthy or lower estrogen levels in men as well. That's always one that I always recommend on a regular basis, especially if you're taking the Tribulus or Tongad Alley, just for the fact that, I mean, estrogen is antagonistic to testosterone, like Dad said. So estrogen goes up, testosterone goes down, not a good look. And also, too, estrogen can start causing a lot of issues with water retention as well. So if you're trying to lean up for the summer, you're trying to get in better shape, you want your estrogen levels to be as low as possible if you're a male. There's no reason. I mean, we need minute amounts of estrogen. That's really only for joint lubrication in the body. That's really it. And so that's what a lot of people fall into, is they start taking a lot of these supplements or testosterone boosters, and you've got got to make sure you keep your estrogen levels down when you start having a lot of testosterone increase, because the testosterone converts into estrogen in high amounts. So what a lot of times I recommend people do is they're taking, say, the Tribulus, run the Tribulus for, say, 4 weeks, and then cycle it into the Tongad Alley, and you can go back and forth on both of those, or you can try the Testo Plus. But a good thing, they're different formulas, different nutrients. And so what it does is your body doesn't adapt to that one. It continually increases the testosterone production and continue to take the DIM throughout the entire time that you're using those products. And it's important right now. Aggression, speed, focus, agility, strength, muscle mass, those are all key factors in men right now more than ever, if any, I guess you could say. I mean, well, not more than ever, but if there was a time right now in your age, in your time frame, in this point in life, if there was a time to maintain high levels of testosterone and high levels of strength and energy, it's that time, guys. I mean, we're past the point of sitting back on the couch and eating the Doritos and Diet Coke anymore. Not that I don't think a lot of our listeners did that anyways, or do currently, just because it's so bad for your health. But we're not at that point anymore. We don't have the opportunity to be passive and sit around and not be vocal about what's going on. And I mean, it's interesting because Dad and I, we bring these topics up even briefly to almost everybody we encounter, even if it's just a minor comment. And for the most part, the vast majority of people that we have come in contact with are almost all on the same page. They're not getting a vaccine. I mean, I walked in the gas station the other day. I had to get a bunch of fuel, and I went in there, and the girl made a comment about something, and I said, "You're not wearing a mask." And she goes, "No, the boss here doesn't make us wear masks." I said, "Well, good, I'm not wearing a mask either." And she goes, "Well, you be safe out there." And I said, "I will." I said, "I'll be as safe as I always am." And I said, "One thing that I know isn't going to make me safe, and that I'm definitely not going to do, is get the Bill Gates vaccine." And she looked at me and kind of cocked her head, and she said, "Absolutely not. I don't trust that man at all." And I kind of like took a step back. I mean, this is a girl working in a gas station, probably in her mid-20s. And I took a step back and I was like, wow, okay, all right, yes. And I said, "You are 100% right." I said, "I'm not getting any garbage from that man or anybody from anything with vaccines right now." And she's like, "Amen." And I said, "Have a blessed night," and I walked out. And I just thought it was funny because it kind of threw me off guard, because the more people I'm starting to talk to, at least in my area, now I'm sure you go up to, you know, Yankeeville, North New York, or start talking to a bunch of the liberals, or go out to California, you may get a different response from some of these people. But the vast majority of people that I've talked to right now, they're not getting a vaccine. They're not going to do it. Now, we'll see what happens when it's put up or shut up, when people can't go to work and they can't go to church and they can't go out. You already saw, I read you guys the article in Canada, Saskatchewan Herald, where they're already discussing, as far as with politics, on mandating a vaccine and preventing you from being able to basically go to public places, go shopping, go to work, go to school, anything, if you don't get a vaccine. Or basically not even allowing you to have your children, forcibly removing and relocating your children from you until you get a vaccine. They're talking about that in Canada now. They're actually talking about it. So when that time comes, we're going to be in a very precarious situation. We're really, really going to have to put our money where our mouth is. But the biggest thing, and this is why I keep encouraging everybody, the more vocal everybody gets about this, the more vocal everybody stands up and says, "No, we're not going to take this," the more these globalist bankers and these sickos like Bill Gates and George Soros are going to realize real quick that this isn't going to be a quietly, let's go into the night and the stormtroopers show up and extract you from your house. It's not going to be that. It's going to be a massive conflict with the entire United States populace that we're not going to take an unproven RNA vaccine that has billions of dollars of money funneling to it, with billionaires that are funneling to it. No, not going to happen. So again, keep your immune system strong. Use wisdom. Obviously, use sanitation. You know, use sanitation guidelines. Be smart. Wash your hands. You know, if you see people coughing or hacking or being sick, stay away from them. But I did that before any of this. Dad and I talked about that the other day. I mean, you go around somebody, they start coughing, whoop, go down a different aisle if you're in a store. Go the other way. Avoid their vapor trail. So is something you should probably do. Use situational awareness when you're out in public. And that falls also back into the security standpoint. Right now, we're starting to see a lot of civil unrest, and they're doing it intentionally in the media, too, trying to bait this stuff with the race baiting, with everything that's going on. Remember when they had the crap going around years ago with the knockout games and they record their buddies walking around knocking people out? I've been told that that is starting to come back again because people basically are getting so aggressive and it's becoming summer and it's going to start getting warmer. People have nothing to do except now they're not just knocking people out thinking it's funny. Now they're knocking them out, grabbing their cell phone and their wallet and running off down the road. This is going to become more prevalent again. The more civil unrest, the more anger, the more aggression that is promoted through the media, it's going to spread. This is why they promote all this aggression. This is why they always have all this negativity in the media as far as talking about negative stuff and just sitting there and stewing in it for weeks on end and promoting it as much as they can. Notice the media very rarely actually ever produces or publishes any legitimate, solutions. Think about it. They the only solution they ever talk about right now is you need to get a vaccine. You need to sit in your house and hunker in fear. You need to follow law enforcement. All they do is parrot what the globalists want you to do. They don't actually give you health solutions, like bringing up articles like I talked about last week with the research article on how D3 may help prevent the severity and prevent death from COVID-19. That was a research article I put on the website. They don't ever publish that. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about loving thy neighbor. They don't talk about staying protected against basically bad people or robbers. They don't talk about any of that. They promote the narrative. And the one thing that they always do is their solution to everything is more big government, more government overreach, more police state, and that's continually what they promote. That's not what keeps you safe. What keeps you safe is having situational awareness and being able to protect yourself and your family. Being aware when you go out in public. If you go to the store, making sure you know you have the ability to protect yourself. When you walk through a parking lot, make sure you scan it as you walk through it, before you walk through it, and after you're getting to your vehicle to make sure you know somebody's not going to come up behind you. Because that is generally when most muggings and carjackings occur, is right when you're getting to your vehicle with your keys to get in your vehicle. Because it's right at that perfect time to when they can walk up behind you, hit you with a billy club, knife you, put a pistol in your back, grab your keys, either throw you in or throw you out, steal your car, whatever. So you always have to keep your head on a swivel, more now than ever. And this is why they want to disarm the population. That's why they're doing this in Canada right now. That's why they've been pushing for years in the United States to do this. That's why Pelosi and all these clowns are constantly trying to put these gun restrictions in these bills they pass. Because the populace, the scarier they can make the populace, the more fearful they can make the populace, the easier they can control them, and the more the populace will demand for big government to come in at all expense of our freedom to give us a tiny little bit of protection that is a false protection that we can provided on our own with health nutrients, with supplements, with exercise, and with self-defense techniques and the tools and weapons we need to keep our family safe. We don't need government to protect us. We need government to enforce our God-given rights and make sure they are maintained. That's the only thing government is supposed to be there for. That's what a lot of people fail. Government was never designed to be there to protect us. That was designated to the people of the United States of America. We the people, the militia, the boots on the ground, civilians and citizens, those were the ones that were designed to protect all of us, and we have to get back to those roots, Deb.
Well said, Austin. One more thing today, and I'll let Austin finish up the show. Bill Gates' wife is basically wearing an inverted cross, which means upside-down cross, which is a satanic symbology. She spoke to Savannah Guthrie on today's show, and basically he started hammering the fact that we need to have massive, massive amounts of, how should I say, vaccines. Now, she claims to be a Roman Catholic. It says, Roman Catholic Melinda Gates, I don't know why she's wearing an inverted cross, in an interview on today's show, pushing hard for global COVID-19 vaccine, was wearing a bright and shiny upside-down cross around her neck. Now, you know, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to post this on the website so you guys can read it. But guys, you know, it's one of those things. Who are these people? Oh, that's right. We've talked about it, haven't we? Yeah, they're all controlled by the same group. I love you guys. I got to pray for you this morning. It was absolutely wonderful. You guys are awesome. I love spending the day with you. And always remember something, guys. Regardless of the news or what Melinda Gates or any of these nutbags say, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I appreciate you guys. Keep moving forward. Remember, we got to keep this battle going. We can never sit back. We got to keep pushing it back to the people that are pushing it towards us. I love you guys. Awesome. Take it up.
Absolutely, guys. And continue to be praying for everybody right now as far as it is in law enforcement, that they wake up, that they see what's going on, and they stand firm for the truth and the Constitution. That is crucial right now because they are really legitimately our last line of defense or our first line of attackers against us. Just being honest with you about that. I love a lot of cops. I know a lot of, I got a lot of friends that are in law enforcement, they're sheriff, and a lot of them are torn right now, guys. It's a very precarious situation for them to be in because they provide for the family. That's their job. That's their livelihood. They're taking commands from a commanding officer. But on the other hand, too, these are unlawful orders. So it's crucial right now that you guys stand firm in the faith and stay strong for what their convictions are. Because, I mean, what is a conviction if you don't hold true to it? It's just fodder. It's just mouth service. It's lip service. It's nothing. If you go, oh, I'm standing for this, I'm standing for that, and then as soon as you get the slightest bit of conflict, you go, oh, well, I was just playing. You know, I'm just going to take that video down. And that's why I really commend that Officer Greg for what he did. And, I mean, you know, he's paying for it now, but I'm sure a lot of people are going to help him out and take care of him. I'm fully confident with that. So, again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. Keep getting this information out there, spreading these videos, email them, the articles that we have on the website. Feel free to forward any of the stuff we have. Feel free to repost our videos on YouTube or any of this stuff. I tell people that all the time. As long as you're not monetizing and trying to make money off of us, feel free to repost videos anywhere you want. I've never taken down nor I've ever requested anything be taken down. I want this information out there at all costs. Get it out there, guys. Get this information out there. Thank you again for the support. If you need anything, be sure to check out the website, healthmasters.com. The HGH Stimulate is on there. A bunch of other products that we have on sale right now going on and new specials coming on. So be sure to stay posted up on the website, including the vitamin C powder, which is up on the website as well now. And the product of the week, the Ultimate Multiple Chewable, great product. My kids love it. It will be product of the week until tomorrow morning. And it looks like the vitamin E and or the GHI cleanse are going neck and neck for product of the week. So if you're interested in those, be sure to get on the website and vote for which one you want to see win at healthmasters.com. Thank you for a wonderful day. Have a blessed, awesome night. Enjoy yourself, stay prepared, stay strong, get the truth out there, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.